Welcome to the Global CISO Forum, the podcast for information security executives.
Welcome to the Global CISO Forum podcast. My name is Amber Pedroncelli, and I'm your host. With us this week, we have Hemant Dusane. Did I get that right, Hemant?
Yeah, second one is right.
Wonderful. He's been giving me pronunciation lessons. So Hemant is with us today because he is a finalist for the EC Council CISO Awards. And he's actually a finalist in the Most Improved Information Security Program category. So I'm very excited to talk to Hemant about his program and his plans for going forward. And just to congratulate him on being a finalist. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Amber.
Thanks for taking the time to be with us. So, listeners, he actually had been stuck in India traffic. What city are you in?
I stay in Pune.
In Pune.
It's okay. In Maharashtra, near Mumbai. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you were stuck in traffic for quite a long time trying to get home in time for this interview. So I really appreciate all the effort you went through. All right, let's start off a little bit about some history. How did you get into information security?
So I was learning my engineering into electronics and telecommunication. And during my engineering, I intervened into the telecommunication security where the satellite communication has been intercepted by different countries or non-social organizations which are against certain countries or nations or certain corporates. So that generated my interest into the communication security factor of it. After that, completing my engineering, I got placed into Sonicwall, which is now a Dell Sonicwall company. And I was working with the firewall. So it's like from day one, after the college, I entered into this field.
That's awesome. So you've been in it for quite some time then.
Yep.
So in your current role, you work for Rage Frameworks, and you're the CISO and Risk Management Officer. Is that correct?
That's true.
All right. So you've had quite a career trajectory. How did you get up to the level of CISO?
So, as I said, the interest into the field of information security has been very, I've been very curious into this field from the day one. And as I entered into the network security factor of it, the firewall management and supporting different clients for the security of their perimeter, I got into the field of consulting after my first job. And then I work at least for next 4 years covering different geographical locations, mostly into the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and India, covering different banks, telecoms, insurance, and different sectors of company. I've been consulting for ISO 27001, PCI DSS, information. So all these factors gave me a boost that wherever I used to go for a project, I has to interact with the management of the company because they're the key stakeholder to enforce and embed the information security into every practices. That has generated the interest into the vertical growth into my career path.
That's really cool. So you've had a lot of experience with different industries and different regions of the world. You sound very seasoned.
Yeah. That's true.
Wonderful. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about your nomination. So you're in a very interesting category. You are in Most Improved Security Program. So tell us as much as you feel like about where your program started and the improvements that you made to get it to where it was worthy of a nomination.
So after my consulting job, I joined this company, Rage Frameworks. It's been 6 years I've been working with this company. And when I started a career in this company, I found the need of implementing a detailed information security program, which will take care of entire development lifecycle. So I'll just explain in detail what we have actually done in this. So basically what we did is we have our typical methodology in the company, which is not a standard SDLC cycle. What we do is, so we did embed our information security practice with every step of it. So first step is understanding the requirement or objective of the project. Along with that, we started gathering information about the project, what kind of a user access control they need, what kind of data encryption practices they want, how the data should be classified in the environment. So that is more of an understanding phase itself before we start the project. Then we started with the storyboarding, that we started outlining the risk assessment parameter along with the project development. Then we went through a model or developing a solution where we implemented a secure coding practices standards. The product has to be secure at each and every development step. Once the product is properly developed, the threat modeling and security architecture has to be reviewed by the InfoSec team. Then we go to a validation stage where we do a detailed static code analysis of the entire code line by line, manually as well as using certain tools. The last phase, definitely, it's more interesting for everyone, because once it has been reviewed, it goes through a release cycle for different kind of a testing, UAT sign-off, business sign-off, QA sign-off. We come into the picture doing a black box testing, dynamic application testing. If required, we do a configuration review, network review, different sort of it. And definitely, as an ongoing process, we do a production monitoring, not just for the health of the environment, but in terms of the security parameters.
Wow, that's a huge project. Congratulations on completing all of that. It sounds like
Thank you so much. Well-rounded
security program you've created.
That's true.
What were the challenges you faced in implementing all those ideas?
Definitely the most important challenge everyone will face is the budget and the resource.
Of course.
Yeah. Along with that, definitely being a smaller company and we are basically a product-based company, the challenge is to embed the every program or the every requirement of the project lifecycle and deliver it to the client on time. So that was a very big challenging task for us, but the entire project team supported us in the long run. The entire program was successful, not just because of the InfoSec team, but because of the management and the entire project team who supported us.
All right. So you got a lot of buy-in from a lot of different stakeholders to
That's true.
Move it forward. That's always a great technique. good way to do it.
Yep.
So what would you say has been the best part of your job as a CISO?
No one will say that the CISO is the best career path profile. It's something really you have to sit on the fire every time someone is in the corner of the world is trying to hack into their environment, and you have to be a step ahead of that particular person or the cyber criminal. So the best part of this job is something I personally like is I have to keep updated myself on regular basis, maybe a daily or even say an hourly basis about the information or things happening in the world around information security.
So how do you do that? How do you stay so updated?
So I keep connected to my different networks. I'm active at the different forums. I go to a lot of conferences as a delegate, as a speaker. I share with different special interest groups. As a knowledge information, we discuss about a lot of information about how the investigation should happen about the incident, what are the things happening in this field. We connect through a network.
That's great. So that's, you know, sort of talking to peers. Did you have any mentors coming up through the ranks of your security career?
Definitely. I mean, there are a couple of people who inspires me a lot. And they assess me a lot.
Who are they? Can you say their names?
Oh, yeah, I can say that. So one of the person, he works with the Microsoft. His name is Manish Prabhu. I met him recently, but he's been an excellent, a guide to me. He gives me a lot of advice to me. Hmm. Another mentor I can definitely mention here is my boss and Brace Frameworks. His name is Nadim. He helps me a lot about different initiatives. He supports me for every activities whenever I initiate new things.
That's great to have support from your boss.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Rage does?
So Rage into the product development, which are related to the artificial intelligence and machine learning. We do a lot of business process automation for banking processes.
That's very exciting.
Yep.
I mean, I think it sounds exciting. Maybe it's not. So, all right, what's the next step for you in your career? What's your next goal?
So next goal for me definitely to have better understanding about the industry, because I mean, you can also see that every day there is a new attack happening, like a WannaCry or a Petya or some ransomware, which has been there last 10 years back, and now it's coming with a new version like a Loki malware. So I want to be a more on the research side of this field, and I want to give back to the society. So that's what I do normally. I go to different colleges, schools, and you can say the master's degree program student. I teach them about cybersecurity through a seminar, through a lecture, and I do this all things voluntarily.
That's great. I'd love to hear about high-level CISOs giving back to the industry. That's really wonderful to hear. Well,
thank you so much
for taking the time. I hope I get to meet you in Atlanta at the awards gala, and I hope I get to give you a big fancy trophy to take back home.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, have a wonderful night, and congratulations again on being a finalist.
Thank you so much for your all support, and EC Council has recognized me as one of the finalists. That's really great.
You definitely deserve it. All right. Have a great night.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Global CISO Forum, the podcast for information security executives.